Joyce Beatty. I was born here at West Wall's End on the 24th of November 1927.
I'm Vicky Lay. I was born at Hainesville on the 23rd of the 1st, 22.
And what do you remember about the Depression? Do you remember?
Oh, I can remember. I can remember living in a tent down at Warners Bay,
yeah.
And I think our main diet was fish. I can remember that. Well, you did. You was glad. You was glad to eat. You know, we never went hungry. But it was fish, and it was rabbits, and it was wallaby, and wild duck. I can remember.
What were the living conditions like?
Oh, they were hard. You had no luxuries or anything, but you never went hungry. Mm-hmm.
Was there good mateship, like everyone stuck together?
Yes, everybody did stick together. Yeah, everybody stuck together. Yeah, everybody stuck together.
That's good.
At home parties and things like that. Yeah. You know,
what did you do for entertainment?
That's what it was. Home parties and things like that.
Like dances or anything like that?
Oh, occasionally.
Yes, but not much.
Not much.
And then Dan, at them times, what was it? Would be about sixpence to go. That'd be what, five cents. And the women would take a plate. The men would pay 5 cents and the women would be sixpence then, and the women would take a plate.
Oh.
Yes, that was for entertainment.
How long were you employed?
No, not then. No, we're only children.
School.
Yes, only school.
What was the school system like?
Oh, I suppose we'd think it was better now than what it is today, I think. Well, I mean, them days you didn't buy books, you didn't have to buy anything for school.
Yeah. You had slates, did you?
No, we had ink, pens and ink. And, but we were past the slate. Did you have slates?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, well, I didn't.
What were the teachers like?
Very good. That lady up there was one of our teachers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Strict, but very good. You wasn't going to back answer them like the kids do today.
No, why?
You was frightened of them.
You was lucky to have a pair of shoes and your feet made it.
Yes, you was frightened of your teachers. You wouldn't look sideways at them.
And did you used to get coupons?
In the Dole, food vouchers. Yes, we got, and we used to get food parcels, didn't we, twice a year, a summer one and a winter one. And everyone in the town would have a dress or something made of the same material.
The shoes was as hard
like pit boots. But you was glad of them. Yeah, glad, but you never got underclothes, did you?
No, wouldn't want them, they might have been black.
Get vegetables in it.
Our underwear, that sometimes the mothers had made.
Out of flour bags.
Flour
bags. True.
They worn well and well worn.
What other material do they used to have?
Well, that was calico. Mm. You'd know calico, would you? Yeah. Unbleached calico. Mm. Well, that's what the flour bags were made of. And that's what they'd be washed, and our panties would be made out of them, flour bags.
Flour bags.
Funny.
What can you remember your mother doing in the housework? What sort of things?
Well, you had no convenience. Washing board, round tubs, and a copper if you was lucky, wasn't you?
Yeah.
I can remember my mother boiling the clothes in a kerosene tin out in the yard in a fire.
What about ironing?
Well, it was flat irons you used to put on the stove. Yeah, there's no electricity or anything, no.
Just the fuel stoves.
And no washing machines or fridges.
Friday night would be Mum's cooking night, We'd all have to sit and watch you cook cookies and things, That had to last.
Do you remember songs? Any songs?
Oh, God, all the songs in the olden days. Oh, you can remember them all when you hear them on the wireless and that now. They were good songs then, all them.
What were they about the war?
There was war songs, but there was a lot of good songs too. But you can remember them all once you hear them start and play.
Well, probably one would be When We Meet Again.
Yes.
When We'll Meet Again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there was all the good old songs.
Did you have a radio?
Oh, not in the early days. I can remember we used to go over to my auntie's to watch Dad and Dave.
Listen to Dad and Dave,
not watch it. And that's the other one in Green Bottle.
Oh, that was a long time before we ever had one.
Yes, years before we ever had one.
What were the programs like from the radio?
Oh, well, they'd have serials. There'd be serials, and there was all different detective stories and all that type of thing.
Yeah.
And concerts and things like that you'd have broadcast. Yeah.
And bathed in a big round tub. Tin tub.
In front of the fire in the winter. So yeah. All in the one tub. Well, you did, didn't you? Because you'd have to heat the water, but you didn't, you know.
Had to carry all the water.
Yeah. All share the one tub.
About unemployment, was there many people working?
Oh, well, the Depression, they were out of work, weren't they? Most of them was out of work.
Yeah.
The Depression, there was no work for anybody. And then they, like, some had to go away to work.
Were people that didn't have work, were they looked down upon? Or did they feel
down?
No, because everybody was the same.
It was only a few that had a little bit, you know, you could say a little bit of comfort, but no, everybody was more or less in the same boat.
Were there many shanty towns around here?
No. There was no shanty town. The only one would be at Wall's End, remember? Remember Hollywood at Wall's End?
Oh, yes.
But I used to call it Hollywood. What's the other side between Wall's End and Chesmond?
Yeah.
It was a shanty, but there was none around here. No shanty towns.
And what were the main jobs that people had if they had a job?
Well, the men would be in the mines, wouldn't they?
My father was a bootmaker.
Yeah, all the men would be in the mines and around the housework and shops. You know, the shops of the town, that would be more or less, wouldn't it? And do housework for them, that would be the only work.
My nan told me about the shops where they didn't have packaging or anything. Containers.
Yeah, everything was by the pounds, you know. Your biscuits was by the pounds, your sugar and everything was by the pounds. And no, there was no packages. Everything was, you know.
Do you think it's better than today?
Oh, no, I don't think so. They're tied up with string, you know, wouldn't it?
What about the mines? Do you remember anything about mining?
Well, my father was a miner. Just about him going to work and things like that.
Did he just come out really dirty?
Then they got the bathhouses at the pit, they used to bath them, but they'd come home black, you know.
Do you remember any accidents in the mines?
Oh, I can't remember any serious ones, you know, not really any serious ones.
And how did they used to
get
to the mine? Did they used to walk?
Either walk, or if they had a push bike, they were lucky, but they'd walk miles. Yeah.
Is any violence?
No, not really, was there?
We would get out and play with all the boys and that, just as though, you know,
there was no, you know, nothing like it is today.
Soccer,
you know, everybody all in together no swearing, no nothing, you know, you could just go in a group anywhere and not, you know, not be frightened of, you could walk the streets of the night or anything and you wouldn't be frightened of anybody attacking you.
So what would you think, living in that time, did it have an effect on your outlook, the way you thought about things?
I don't think it did us any harm. You?
Because everybody was the same.
I don't think it did us any harm living through that period.
Any better off than anyone else, really.
Do you think you're lucky? Like, kids today are lucky to have
what they have. Yes, they're luckier.
And they don't appreciate it, are they?
In the streets, though, just shops?
Yes, only the shops. There was shops everywhere around here, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Hotels and...
What about the soup kitchens?
Yes, yeah. I can remember the soup kitchen at school.
My father used to work on it.
Yeah. We used to take a mug for our soup. And a bowl, and we used to get rice and treacle. You did! You was black glad of it! Yeah, rice and treacle, boiled rice and treacle.
How long did you have to wait to in the line-up? Was there huge
line-ups? It wasn't really long, I suppose, you know.
This was at the school. 3 or 4
Yeah.
Because the whole saying is we never went hungry.
But you only had plain food. You had no, you know.
How many people had gardens?
Oh, well, I'd think a lot of them would. Yeah, a lot of them would have their vegetable gardens.
The only thing I couldn't come up was eating dripping dried bread dripping like they did.
I didn't. Jack liked, my husband still likes bread with a bit of dripping and pepper and salt on it.
Finished.
Can you remember any like favourite recipes of the different today? They'd make the food different. Like my grandfather, I think, used to tell me they used to make chips out of pumpkin.
Yeah, pumpkin chips. Like pumpkin chips. I can remember Mum used to say, Jackie Barr and them, and they'd go and pinch the pumpkins and bring them down and Mum would make them for them of the night.
Pumpkin chips. We used to pinch loaves and things and look what it came
up with. You'd go raiding the orchards, That
was our fun.
Your own kids did it. Your own kids did it, now you'd have whacked them.
Do you have any, memories you'd like to share?
I don't know. We always say they were the good old days, didn't we? Yeah, we still say they were the good old days. You had no money, but you had, you made your own fun and you had a lot of fun. You'd walk miles.
Once you go to the pigeons, you had to wait and go to a certain place to see if there was a ticket there for you. Free ticket to go to the pigeons.
What were they like?
Pictures, silent pictures.
Yeah, I can't remember the silent pictures, but they're more or less. Well, there wasn't many. They weren't coloured pictures, were they?
No, they were silent.
Black and white pictures, weren't they?
That's all there was.
Do you remember about the war? World War Two.
Well, I suppose we'd remember a lot about World War Two, wouldn't we? How many years ago is that?
1930s.
No, it'd be later than that. Yeah, 1940. Yeah, that'd be the one.
Yeah, Jack was in there. My husband was in there.
That's right.
What did you feel? How did you feel about him going away to war?
Terrible.
And was it like? What did the people who didn't go to war, the men? What were the feelings towards him?
They were just
sent away.
And if the farmers, if they were on farms, they didn't have to go because they were supplying, food and that, and the pits were supplying coal and a lot of that type of thing, and the steelworks, they were all doing sort of jobs for the war.
So they didn't have to go?
No.
If a person was called up to war and he didn't want to go, did they look down?
He had to go.
He had to go. There was no not going.
My husband wasn't voluntary, but he had to go.
They couldn't. There was none of that wouldn't go. They just knew they had to go.
What about people that were against war, did they get violent or anything?
No. I'd say none of them wanted to go, but they just had to go.
Our 10 minutes is up.
Stories.
Mm.
Have we got any good stories?
Have we got any good stories?
You would want to hear ours.
I can't remember. Just the things we done when we were kids, I suppose. And we often have a session, don't we? The funny things we did, but when you want to think of them, you can't think of them.
What about the days of the creek, Salty Creek?
Oh, that was our Sunday. We used to go every Sunday walk down there to Salty Creek. And they used to have, they used to have the tin hair dogs, the tin hair dog racing, the foxy dogs. They used to race them, the foxy dogs, Salty Creek.
It's not like it now.
No, they had two big shops there at Salty Creek.
And it's been crowded.
Yeah, and mini golf course. It was really terrific there.
When the transport, like the trams and that came in, was there a big difference? Did it make a big difference to the shops or anything, the community around here?
I don't know. And with the trams, no, I don't think it really did. Yeah, the trams wouldn't make any difference to here because everybody just sort of, you had everything here. Mm. So you just sort of, you didn't have to go out.
You'd go out for your meat orders for Saturday to World's End for 2.60 meat order. Get corned meat and other meat. And the butcher'd always give me a couple of sausages or something.
Yeah, we used to, remember we used to have the butcher used to call round, and the milko used to call, and the baker, and the fruito, they'd all call to your door.
The ice cream cart.
Yeah, I remember the ice cream cart.
Yeah, I used to chase him all over, and Mum would have a bill when he'd come next door.
Listen, that's all. Oh, well, good.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Ryder.
Thank you. Yeah, Ryder. Thank you.